Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Lump moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the mound. Barber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barber moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lump fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Barber moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lump fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Barber. Causey moves to third. Rakow moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey scores. Rakow scores. Lump moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry takes first base on ball four. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Marv Thornberry. Dave Philly pinch hits for Steve Barber. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Foyles moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foyles tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 3, Athletics, 3. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Philly steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Dick Hall now pitching. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Leo Posada. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Breeding scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Hankins now playing left field. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog is hit by the pitch. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.